is Dr. Sachdeva, Sachdeva, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Khoa Tran, first name is Khoa, K-H-O-A, last name is Tran, T-R-A-N, Tran, date of birth 2/24/1995. This letter is being written to Dr. This letter is being written to Dr. Hui Trung Nguyen, first name is Hui, H-O-A-I, middle name is Trung, T-R-U-N-G, Trung, last name is Nguyen, N-G-U-Y, Nguyen, Hui Trung Nguyen, and address is address is address is 227 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 235, San Jose, California 95116. Telephone number 408-279-2377. Fax number 408-279-2395. Dear Dr. Hui Trung Nguyen, first name is Hoi, H-O-A-I, last middle name is Trung, T-R-U-N-G, Trung, last name is Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, Nguyen. Thank you for asking me to see this 28-year-old gentleman in allergy consultation, period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features. Mr. Tran came to our office on 7/26/2023 with history of recurrent urticaria and stuffy nose going on for a few years period. He feels he may be allergic to squid and shrimp and that might be causing urticaria and other symptoms, period. He also has excessive stuffy nose and sneezing during spring and summertime, period. There is no history of any asthma or eczema, period. He seems to sleep well, period. His taste and smell are normal, period. There is no history of any emergency room visit for these problems, period. There is no history of any anaphylaxis, period. He has taken some Zyrtec and Benadryl with definite benefit, period. He showed me two cell phone pictures with minor urticaria after eating shrimp and squid. He is not sure as to when it happened, but certainly it appears to be that the onset of urticaria and rashes was a few hours after ingestion of these foods, and there was nothing to suggest any anaphylaxis, period. Clinically, I do not believe he has any significant significant allergy to these two foods, period. I obtained a RAS testing, and there was very minor reaction to shrimp and squid. And as a matter of fact, when I inquired him again during a follow-up visit, and he has been eating squid and shrimp quite frequently and has never had any rash or any other symptoms, period. So clinically, I don't believe he has any significant allergy to these foods, but certain preparations with certain sauces might be the cause of minor rashes, period. In any event, I discussed with him in great detail the pathophysiology of food allergies and its implications, period. Certainly, he should take Zyrtec whenever he has a rash, and the dose can be 10 to 40 milligram if needed, period. Examination in the office revealed a very healthy individual who had minor nasal stuffiness and some dermatographism consistent with the diagnosis of allergic rhinitis and mild urticaria, period. Skin testing revealed large reaction to various pollens consistent with diagnosis of allergic rhinitis. No significant allergies to foods were identified on skin testing, period. Next paragraph. During his recurrent visit, he came back. He had minor urticaria on his arms and face, and as a matter of fact, it occurred because he has not taken any Zyrtec for more than 2 days. Period. He has experienced a similar problem of having urticaria if he misses a dose of Zyrtec. Period. All this was discussed with him, and he was quite appreciative for all the insight and meaningful management of this particular problem, period. Overall, he seems to be doing well, period. My final diagnosis, dermatographism, Marowate, number 2, Marowate allergic rhinitis, number 3, no evidence of any anaphylaxis, number 4, no evidence of any significant food allergies. My treatment plan, avoid any possible foods that might result in rashes or urticaria within 30 minutes to 2 hours. Number 2, Zyrtec 10 milligram once daily and should be continued, and certainly the dose can be increased to 4 tablets if needed. Number 3, Benadryl 25 milligram as and when needed, period. Overall, I believe he should do very well and may require more lab work or testing if his problems become more difficult to manage, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Quatran.